We shift our focus now to the most powerful institution in the world, political institution in the world. The European Union is arguably the most powerful institution in the world, and its identity, its very existence, may come down to a singing rubber turkey in Ireland today.
I come from a nation what knows how to write a song.
That's Dustin the Turkey, a popular character in Ireland, which is voting today on a reform package for the European Union. And the way the European Union works, reform packages of this magnitude have to be voted on unanimously by the members. Ireland is voting on it. It's a too-close-to-call vote, and Fintan O'Toole, columnist for the Irish Times, is covering that vote today. It's too close to call. Is it possible that the EU is coming down to the Turkey, who apparently is opposed to the reform package? Thanks for joining us, Fintan.
Good morning. No, the Turkey is not going to have very much to do with it one way or the other. It was kind of used humorously that there's a thing called the Eurovision Song Contest, which is a pretty awful affair where different countries put in songs and people vote on them. And the Turkey was Ireland's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest this year and did extremely badly, probably quite rightly. It was pretty awful. Some of the people campaigning against the EU reform treaty humorously put up a poster suggesting they didn't vote for us, so why should we vote for them?
But at this point, the vote is too close to call, and Ireland, which has benefited so mightily from participation in the EU, is really being told it's voting against its interest if this should go down, right?
Yeah, it's quite a strange situation in a way. I mean, what's happening is that, as you said in your introduction, every country has to pass this thing. There are 27 countries in the European Union now, but in only one of those countries do the people actually get to vote on it. Most of this has been ratified by governments. In Ireland, because of our constitution, it has to be done by the people. And so what's really happened is that you've suddenly asked 1% of the European Union population to make a really fairly complicated decision on behalf of 27 countries. And that involves people having to read a very dense legal text, which is about 287 pages.
287 pages?
But Fintan, is it more dense than Finnegan's Wake?
Well, I would love to be able to tell you that most Irish people can read Finnegan's Wake, but we don't understand it either. And the EU reform treaty is slightly more difficult than Finnegan's Wake, I think.
But what
that's meant really is that, you know, what it comes down to very often when you've got a document as complicated as that is that you get political leaders saying, trust us, we know this stuff, we negotiated it, it's good for us. The problem is that people in Ireland, just like people around most of the Western world, are not particularly enamored of their political leaders at the moment and are not particularly inclined to trust them. So when people come along and say, if you vote for this, you know, all sorts of horrible things are going to happen, they're almost more inclined to listen to those kind of negative voices than they are to reflect on their own experience. And I mean, you're absolutely right when you said, I mean, Ireland's experience of the European Union has been very, very good over the period since 1973 when we joined it. Ireland's been transformed from really a kind of economic backwater into a pretty wealthy, very, very prosperous country. And nobody doubts that the European Union was kind of critical to that happening. But there's a kind of funny effect of that. A lot of people say, well, okay, things are fine as they are. Why do we need to change them?
Yeah, and they have to trust their leaders if they're going to do it. Well, you know, you've certainly unpacked some of the delicate psychology there in Ireland. And Dora, you have an actual EU passport.
I do.
That you're hoping
I'm
nothing
an
changes.
Irish citizen,
yes,
if you couldn't believe that. And so I'm watching very closely, right. Fintan.
Well, Fintan, thanks.
You're very welcome, and we need more people, so...
Right.
Are you saying I should pack my bags?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, we're going to be doing the show from Ireland, actually, pretty good. So, Fintan, thank you very much for joining us. Watching the EU reform vote in Ireland very, very closely, which at this point is too close to call. Fintan is a columnist and editor with the Irish Times. That's great.
Fintan said I should pack my bags.
Pack
what do you
bags.
Think Graham, our executive producer, would think about that?
Yeah, well, I think he'd love to do the show from Ireland. He'd probably want to go with you. Keep your responses coming to anything you heard on today's show. Should we ship Dora off to Ireland? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Here's one of your responses to today.
Hi, my name is Craig. I'm calling in response to the rude callers that you receive every morning. I think you guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. I look forward to listening to your show. Have a great day, and I'll be there listening.
All right, man. That's
thank
like, we're on,
you.
We're on YouTube, iTunes, and Facebook. Join the discussion any way you want. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Or my take at thetakeaway.org. Have a good one.
Don't you need to pack?
I know. I need to back.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.